Sunday, January 16th. The president called at noon to see how things were going. Said he was amused by the Howard Hughes story in the paper today, referring to the Nixon loan. Said he had never met Howard Hughes, that he had talked to him once on the phone regarding sending a 707 to Russia. He says he's finished the 10th draft of the State of the Union, that he's not going to do much more on it. He doesn't want Ray to circulate it. He thinks it's basically okay now. He's taking a different tone than his opponents because he's not strident, not hypoed, on the theory that politics is already turning people off, especially outside of Washington, D.C. I think he's right. He said he had dictated a long memo on the Vietnam speech, so as soon as Sapphire gets back, he can get to work on it, although it definitely will not be Tuesday night. There are a lot of technical things in the offer that we can't get ready in time. He's going to insist, though, on Sapphire having the speech done by Tuesday night so the president won't have to work on it over the weekend. Rogers called later this afternoon, first to say that Muskie did pretty well on the TV, that the reporters went after him hard, but he came out very well on it, and he kept his cool as they interrupted him and so on. What he was really calling about was the memo from Kissinger. He said, I have a peremptory memo from Henry, and I won't take it. I have orders from the president, and I'm following those. I thought we had an understanding here that this was a two-way thing. The theory is that the president has announced his policy, the State Department's carrying it out. He doesn't mind checking with Henry if Henry agrees to check with him, too. And now he wants to talk to the president about it. He thinks it's hurting the whole situation. I raised the question of why the NSC wasn't in the meetings with the Israelis, and he said they're not there because they're not supposed to be in operations, especially regarding the Mideast. He says, we've been doing this for 3 years, and it's worked well. Why should we change it now? He says, why should he get a peremptory message from Kissinger when he hasn't had a chance to talk to the president? If he's going to do this, it has to be on a cooperative basis. For instance, he hasn't gotten a copy of the State of the World, but State has. He hasn't gotten a communique he asked for 2 weeks ago. He says this is not fair when Kissinger and Rogers have a problem for Rogers to get hit on it. He said the Kissinger memo is not what we agreed on at all, because it doesn't say it's a three-way communication or that I'll keep you advised. Kissinger doesn't say he'll let Rogers know anything. Rogers says he would never consider writing Henry such a memo. Because Kissinger goes in and complains to the president all the time, he gets his way. Rogers doesn't complain, so he gets left out. He said he'd be glad to sit down with the president and Henry to work together on the thing, that we've got to work it out, but he sees no reason why he should be kept out. He agrees that state people have to be kept out of some things, but not Bell. He says he's had newspaper people tell him what the NSC people have said to them, but he doesn't care about that. He says the president knows all about the Israel stuff, that he has memos from the president regarding what he should do, that the policy in the Mideast has been good, and he will not have Henry second-guessing it all the time. He's happy to keep the president fully advised. He says the meetings he's had with Rabin were pursuant to a directive from the president. He doesn't want that thing to end up as if state is withholding things. The main thing is that Kissinger doesn't keep Rogers advised at all of what he's doing. For instance, he knows nothing about the Russia and China trips except what Al told him the other day. Therefore, he will disregard the instructions from Kissinger. He's not working for Kissinger. If the president wants to tell him, I don't want you to know about Russia and so forth, then at least he'll know where he stands. But when the president says, I want Bill to know everything, then he expects to know it without Kissinger screwing it up. The end of January 16th.